This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast, WILK News Radio.
Great, good morning, everyone. My Bicardo Jewelers watch tells me it is 10:08 and 50 seconds here in the great Northeast. This beautiful Wednesday, August 27th, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he. It's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our man, John Basiliga, and his great company, Basiliga Hospitality, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like veterans we lost this year, but celebrate this day thanks to John. Like Nelson Dewahi, Roaring Brook Township, Michael McGurran, Scranton, Jerry Wagner, Humlock Creek, Edward Krantz, Greenfield Township, and a special tribute today to Frank Yerasevich at 10:35 today. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle, gaveling back to order. This meeting of the Club for Common Sense promising a sanctuary of sanity when we're dealing with people who just want to ignore fact, truth, and reality. And I'm not understanding why. I really am not. They tell you about the January 6th, and they all got pardoned. How about the violent criminals? Yeah, violent criminals that got auto-penned pardons from Joe Biden. How about them? You don't say a word about it. You just pretend it didn't happen. And it's so important to note, Trump pardoned the January Sixers. They were stupid. Some of them were criminal. They had already paid the criminal price when he had pardoned them. How do you miss that point? But more importantly, why do you miss that point? Why? That's what I want to know. Ridiculous. Somebody takes in Mayor Page, makes it look like she's starting a grassroots campaign for Congress. But as we all know, there's big outside Dem money left, not just Dem money, left-wing lunatic money coming in with anti-Bresnahan ads. By the way, before he was even sworn in. What do you think he's running for? He's going to have millions of dollars. For the left-wing lunacy, she will vote for 1,000%. That she will espouse 1,000%. And why would you elect her to Congress? She's been a horrible mayor. Absolutely horrible. Deb from Dallas says, thank you for asking Donald what finally changed him. I figured that's what he had done it, was the child mutilation. Mutilation, probably. It's just crazy stuff, though. I have a family. This is from a listener. I have a family member in the National Guard, and I'm proud of her. She's my granddaughter. I would be proud to know that she helped save someone from a crime. It's a shame that it has come to this, but our cities are a mess. By the way, let me characterize this. Our Democrat-run cities. And guys, if you're a Democrat and you say, well, I don't believe in it, you've got to wear that badge. You voted for these Democrats. And this is the sick, twisted agenda they pursue. But the listener continues. We need to bring back good old-fashioned morals and responsibility. Anything Trump does, the left finds issue with. Would they rather have crime and death 24/7? Wake up, people. LTS from Mountaintop. Yes, apparently so. Dear Lord. Somebody texts in, and I played this tape. The tape of Nancy Pelosi in her Suburban talking to her daughter. Remember, coincidentally or otherwise, her daughter was filming that day, January 6th. She admitted it was her fault for not getting the National Guard there on January 6th when President Trump had requested it. Yep. By the way, doesn't change the criminality of those who went into the Capitol. But what these trolls ignore, again, why is the question? They ignore the fact they've already paid their price. The whatever legal penalties, they'd already suffered them when Trump pardoned the J6ers. Huge difference from anything they're talking about, and a huge fact that they try to ignore. Unbelievable. Here it is. Here's the troll. You're so predictable. Your defense for the indefensible. What's indefensible? Please tell me. Was the talk about Biden or Harris too funny? That you should have two with T-O-O. Is it indefensible to pardon someone who was punished too harshly? I would argue it's defensible. Did I agree with it? In some cases, yes. They were already punished, and you want to ignore that, so you want to be stupid? Continue. Continue with the process. Hey, Shepton mine disaster. It's an anniversary. And guess what? We're lucky enough to have our man David DeCosmo to reiterate all of this. David, welcome to the Bob Cadaro Show. How are you, my man?
Well, I'm doing just fine, Bob, and this, of course, is an important date in our area history for a lot of reasons.
Hey, David, I was asked, okay, Mark from Hazleton says, and I'm going to interrupt, I want to know if I do it before or after, but I know we'll get on a roll. He said that you were on two or three episodes of the Forensic Files.
Yes, well, I was on one.
Oh, okay. He thought two or three. But he asked me to ask you about it. And do you remember what it was for?
Yeah, it had to do with the murder of a woman out in out near Sunbury. Her husband had committed the murder, and it took really tremendous technology to prove that, including an enhanced video from a bank teller machine that they sent to NASA to have redone. And they eventually convicted the man. And when the producers went to the judge, actually, they were looking for the district attorney. He had since become a judge. They asked him about a news person that covered it, and his secretary said, "Well, you better see Dave DeCosmo." So,
I think that could be that statement could be made thousands of times. Better see David DeCosmo. Another question while I have you on. I always joke about it, and I know you know recall this. Maybe not this all the specifics. I joke about it. I said my cutie was giving me these peaches and nectarines that I'm allergic to every day. And I said, I don't want to compare it to a Curly situation here where she was poisoning the lemonade. Is that what that's what it was, the electrician, the poor guy.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, another classic, unique case in our area.
We've got to take it around an anniversary or at least a banner day for that event. I'd love to have you on about that, okay?
Yeah, trouble is some of these things I think about a day or two later, and then I feel ill about calling late on something.
No, but, don't you. Do not worry 1 minute, because history's history. We can put the day.
True.
We'd love to be around the time or on a particular day. But let's put that on your blotter to report to us on, okay?
I will do that. And coincidentally, since we're speaking of that, the incident that I called about today actually happened on August the 13th of 1963. But the end of that incident, the happy end to that incident, took place on this date in 1963. If anybody looks up the Shepton Mine incident, they're probably going to look it under Shepton Mine disaster, and it was a mine disaster. But if you really think about what happened, you might call it the Shepton Mine miracle, because what happened, Bob, was on August 13th of 63. Three men were working in a mine in the small community of Shepton, just outside of Hazleton, and the whole mine structure collapsed. As a matter of fact, I happened to see the headline of the Hazleton Standard Speaker newspaper on the following day, and that headline read that they had given up trying to get into these guys. And that was true. They realized there was tons and tons of rock they couldn't get through, and they basically gave up. But the brother of one of the men trapped underground said, "You know what? If I were in there, the only place I might be safe was in this one chamber they had. Why don't you guys drill over here?" And he moved them away from the entrance to the mine to an area above it. And sure enough, they drilled a hole down in right into the chamber where two of these guys were trapped in total darkness. Mm.
How many days, David?
Oh, my gosh. Well, from August 13th till August 27th.
Oh, my God.
They were located, you know, within 2 days. As a matter of fact, I happened by the site. I wasn't a newsman at the time. I was a disc jockey reading news every hour, but I lived in Hazleton, and I knew it was nearby, so I went over and covered it. And the two guys who were, well, there were three people in there, Henry Throne, David Fellin, and Lou Bova. Now, they reached this chamber where Henry Throne and David Fellin were located. When I was there, there was a crew from a small radio station in Shenandoah, and they had lowered a microphone into that little borehole. And
oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, you could hear the guys talking. And, of course, what they had to do was they had to enlarge that hole gradually. And you talk about one incident being combined with other things. Howard Hughes, the billionaire, provided the drilling rig that they used to make the bigger borehole to get down into this chamber.
Correct me, were they worried that if they went in too quickly, it would collapse on the miners?
Yes, which is why they, well, first of all, the first hole, of course, was to see were they going to the right place, and it was. Then they had to enlarge that slightly to send some sustenance down to the guys.
Yeah.
And then they had to eventually, you know, make it bigger, and that actually triggered another story, because they brought both David Fellin and Henry Thrownup in what amounted to sort of a parachute harness. Our helicopter pilot at Channel 22, Bob Gobla, said that his dad helped to design that harness. And by the way, that system of rescue has been used in several mine accidents since 1963. But when they were making the bigger borehole, they had to put some material in there to make sure that the earth they were drilling through didn't cave down into those people. And after the two were brought up, very few people know this, a volunteer went back down in looking for the third man, Lou Bova, because they had sent a camera down. And, of course, the cameras were a lot, you know, more primitive then.
Yeah.
And the camera had picked up something in the corner of this chamber, and they thought it might be the body of Lou Bova. So a volunteer went back down in, and they found out it was the material that they used to prevent the rest of the dirt from coming back. It had been piled up in a corner of that chamber. And so these two guys were rescued. I interviewed them many times on the anniversary of the cave-in. Pardon me. And to his dying day, David Fellin claimed that in the total darkness, before that anyone had reached them, that he had seen the Pope, I guess Pope Pius the 23rd at that time, or Pope John the 23rd, whatever that was. Suppose he'd seen him, and Henry Thrown denied seeing anything like that until the very end. Then he claims he did. So I don't know if he was just jumping onto the story or not.
Yeah.
And here's an interesting related story, Bob, and you'll appreciate this. There's a musical group called The Boys,
yep,
based out of Wilkes-Barre. And they recorded a song called Timothy. And the Timothy story, the song lyrics, suggested that three men were trapped underground in a mine. Two of them survived. But the inference in the song was that they survived by cannibalizing the third. And a lot of people believed that that song was related, or, you know, made because of the Shepton Mine disaster. The song came out in, 71, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And the writer of that song, Rupert Holmes, insisted that he had never even heard of the Shepton Mine disaster. And he also said that if he had heard about it, he would not have written the song.
No.
It was a coincidental type thing, and people who remembered Shepton because, you know, it happened in 63. It was still on a lot of people's minds. And once again, all of us in the news media did something about it. Well, until recently, we did something about it every August 13th, recalling the collapse of the mine. I think that's probably stopped. That's kind of a shame. I mean, I'm calling in to have people remember this now, but that's the kind of incident. Bob, every single news media outlet, radio, television, newsreel cameramen, they were still showing newsreels in movie theaters. They were there. Place had, you know, 1,000 people up above this hole, and it's something that, for a lot of reasons, is worth remembering. It set a trend for rescue. You had an involvement by the billionaire Howard Hughes. It was dramatically successful in terms that the two that they did locate were rescued. Of course, Lubova's body was never found. They built put up a small memorial stone, a little picket fence in the area where the mine was. 1-2 years ago, my wife went back down to the area with me, and I said, yeah, I'd like to show you this. We couldn't even make our way in. I mean, it was so overgrown,
yeah,
around the general area. But there it sits. It's still on site, I'm sure.
The Shepton Mine incident. How many years ago today?
Well, 63 till now. What are we talking, 60-some years?
62 years. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, and David DeCosmo there for it all. We love it.
Well, I was only ever in an underground mine once. I went down 500 feet into a tunnel to do a story, realizing as we go back on this little train, told to keep our heads down so the beams wouldn't hit us, realizing as I'm going back on this little train that I just came in the only way in and out.
Yeah.
And if anything happened, boy, if I didn't learn the life of miners in that one day, I don't know when I would have learned about it.
All right, David, if that was the only time you were down there, I'll take the Lackawanna County coal mine tour with you.
Now, I've done that.
Okay.
And I love it.
All right. David DeCosmo, Shepton Mine incident 62 years ago. It ended mostly successfully today, an anniversary. Thank you, David, as always.
You're welcome, Bob. Hope all your news is good.
All right. And don't forget David's daily blog on Instagram and Facebook. You'll love it. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day. Brought to you by our friend John Basiliga, a true patriot. And today we feature one of his great companies, Basiliga Hospitality. This weekend, and it's Labor Day weekend, you got to go to Festa Italiana. Well, the beauty of that is that means you'll be right downtown. You go to Terra 519 for a cocktail, maybe dinner. You'll see one of the most beautiful restaurants anywhere. And Sergey's Live, the nightclub, it'll be beyond hopping this weekend. All at 519 Linden Street, Scranton. And then you can go to the Scranton Art House for a movie on Lackawanna Avenue. Movie, dinner, whatever you want. And those incredibly comfortable seats. Don't forget Looking for a bar, restaurant? Old Brook Inn, 307 Springbrook Township. Far Street Tavern in the Great Trips Park section of West Scranton. And Queen City Tavern, downtown Oliphant. Reimagined and beautiful. Our veteran this hour, Frank Guerra Savage. We lost him just this July 31st. He was from Pittston. He was 98. His family said he now rejoined with his beloved wife of 67 years, Lottie Dolly Guerra Savage. Sadly, also reunited with his son, Kevin. He was a resident of DuPont since 1960. He was the last living sibling of 10. Frank grew up in Scranton, graduated from the Great Scranton Technical High School in 1946, then went to the Irvington, New Jersey Trade School as a tool and die maker, 1947. He performed various roles with manufacturers in the Scranton area before his retirement from Gould Battery. Born a Saturday child, they said, Frank did hard work for his living. He was a member of the Greatest Generation. A World War II Army veteran, having served us in Japan as a light mortar gunner, Troop G, 7th Cavalry Regiment, 1st Cavalry Division. Frank was a member of a 5-man mortar crew, acting as first gunner, trained to take all positions on the mortar. He was the recipient of the World War II Victory Medal and the Army of Occupation Medal in Japan. Frank was an avid fisherman with his sons. He enjoyed skiing until his mid-70s. He loved Westerns. His daughter's cooking. And a lot of other things. He's survived by his son, Mark Guerra Savage, his grandsons, Kevin and Kenneth, his daughters, Patricia Voveris, and his daughter, Sharon Piper, who joins us now. Sharon, welcome to the Bob Cordaro Show. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Thank you so much.
I'm so excited to do this today. The epitome of the Greatest Generation, your dad, Frank Guerra Savage.
Well, thank you. But he would, I think I wrote you a note. He would first be shouting the praises of his siblings, and if you'd be so kind, I'd like to do the same thing.
Please.
Okay. So his oldest brother was John. He was in the Marines and would not allow my father to join the Marines. Everybody in the family called him Sonny. He was the baby. His other brother, Billy, was a gunner in the Navy. His other brother, Eddie, was in the Army with General Patton in both Germany and Italy. And he had a half-sister, Agnes, who was a surgeon with her husband in the Navy. And interestingly enough, when the war was over and they came home, both of those surgeons became chicken farmers in upstate New York. They had seen enough. And so he, because he was the baby and the time of him coming in, he basically was doing occupation duty in Japan. So that's why I want to make sure I shout out all of his siblings, because his duty in his mind was very different from theirs. Even though he was overseas in Japan, guarding the Imperial Palace and the surrounding areas in Japan.
Sharon Piper is our guest. We're talking about her dad and his family, Frank Guerra Savage. So how many of them served? How many of these 10 siblings served?
All of the sons, all four boys served and came home. And his half-sister was also in the Navy. So, just a family of a lot of service. And even his sisters had husbands who served as well. But obviously their names are different. They're not Guerra Savage. So I wanted to make sure because I literally spent a lifetime of every time somebody thanked my dad for his service, he'd say, no, no, wait, I got to tell you what my brothers did. And so I wanted to make sure I got a chance to do that today.
I see his pictures both as a young man that you sent me, both as a young man and in his obituary. You want to talk about a kind face. You just like him.
Yes, indeed.
You love him immediately.
Yeah, yeah. A very good soul. You know, I was very lucky to have him as my dad.
Yeah. Hey, and your mom, they were married for 67 years. Dolly, they called her. Her name was Lottie.
Yeah. Dolly. I'm so sorry. I'm losing it.
I am too, so don't. I am too, so don't worry about it.
You know, if there are people in life that should not have children, or they've had children and done a really bad job, or there's families that are messed up, and I can't say any of that. You know, it's I got the full house, right? I don't play poker, but I think full house is a big deal. You know, I got very lucky in the parent pool. And to your point, you know, just looking at his face, you could see that he was a kind soul. And, you know, just a very generous spirit his whole life. And as I said, the minute somebody would say something to him about his service, he'd say, no, I got to tell you what my brothers did. I got to tell you what everybody else did, because he was the baby of the family. You know, you think 1927, he saw the Great Depression. He just saw so much, right, growing up in a family that's really, really big. And he grew up in Scranton, PA. And at the time, in his early years, it was a very heavy Lithuanian population. So, you know, that's a certain kind of culture. It's a certain kind of spirit. It's all around family. And, of course, Christian Catholic values. And he always told the story how on Sundays their church had five masses and they'd be standing room only at all five. So a very, very different time. You know, his parents came here through Ellis Island. And so, you know, it just a remarkable life. And it's interesting because the original name is Jedisevicius, which starts with a J and ends with a U.S., which is Lithuanian. Mm. But somehow in Ellis Island, they turned that into Yara Savage with a Y. So
Sharon, you were telling me that he really did want to reach 100, didn't he? And he was in good health right to the end.
Yep. I would say like 48 hours prior to his really passing in his sleep very peacefully in his home and in his bed and, you know, never a day in the hospital and all of that. But literally like 48 hours early, he said, you know, I think I'm going to make my 100. And I said, well, I don't see any reason why not. Nobody sees any reason why not. He really had great health, just a strong eater. He loved anything everybody cooked for him, and we went out a lot. But just kind of, you know, I think I wrote to you, like, I didn't see it coming, even though, like, other people would say, like, hey, he was 98 and a half. And I said, no, you don't understand. He was a young 98 and a half. Yeah. He had total recollection of everything as a child and all of his life journey. So I'm so blessed, right? No dementias, no Alzheimer's, no cancers. Like, just really, he got a lucky draw in life. He outlived all of his siblings. They all passed in their mid to late 90s, and the baby girl, she passed at 96.
Wow.
So at 98, he outlived all of them, which I think was one goal that he had in life. But he did really want to be 100. He wanted to reach that milestone. And, you know, it's okay. You know, I tell people all the time, like, 98 and a half, not to be sick, and not be in a hospital or a nursing home in your last days, that is such a blessing. So it's, you know, it's a shock to the people who weren't expecting it, and I'm sure it was a shock to him. But at the end of the day, I know he's in a good place. I know that.
Oh, so but a life well lived, service to this country, and you know, he was in manufacturing around this area, finishing up with Gould Battery. So, you know, an ordinary profession, but an extraordinary life.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, I mean, it's interesting. When he was younger, the car industry out in Detroit, Michigan, called him out and wanted him to come there. But there was a bit of reluctance on the part of my mom. You know, it's a different time to pick up and leave and do that with four children. And so, what he did was unique. Early in his career, he was a tool and die maker. And when I try to explain that to young people today, it's like he had to have the ability to set up equipment to be within a hundredth of error. And today, like, nobody could possibly do that. Everything is computerized because the human element has been lost to do that kind of work.
So
he was definitely in manufacturing, and then at Gould Battery he was more in transport and warehouse management and all that kind of stuff, because again manufacturers had evolved, and that tool and die making, that kind of hands-on, just got converted into the manufacturers left the area. That happened to him twice, where manufacturers left the area. So, they'd come in and get tax advantage for 10 years. And then the day before the 10th year, they would close their doors. You know what I mean? Some of those kind of shenanigans went on many decades ago. Just a blessed soul, just a blessed soul.
Well, you have blessed us with your recollection of him, and I appreciate that so much, Sharon Piper. Your dad was one of the greatest generation, and deservedly so. Frank Yarosavage, our veteran today. Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. I'll have a better day because of you and your dad. I really will.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our veteran tribute brought to you by John Basiliga, Basiliga Hospitality.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
I had to get to that part. The Beatles moved from number 52 to number 8 with their hit Yellow Submarine. I love when the guy goes, or something to that effect. I had this album, I think. I didn't buy it like right away, but I did have the album. And of course, isn't it it's a coincidence. But we're talking about Frank Yarasavage talking to his daughter. And this date, 1945, or shortly thereafter, he was among the troops that went into Japan after Japanese surrender in World War II. U.S. troops began landing this date that year. Amazing. What incredible people. Incredible. Let's go to Joe from Berwick. Hey, Joe, how are you?
Hi, Joe. Yeah, I'm doing well, Bob. Thank you. Do you recall getting an article from me earlier this week?
Yes, maybe. I get, you know what it is? I get so many emails, they get buried. That's why I always tell people, I say, don't hesitate to send it again, you know?
Okay. Well, basically what it said.
That was the one I told you to call in about it. Here we are.
Oh, okay, and here we are. You know, so it was a very scholarly article where a professor basically said, listen, despite whatever your intentions were with all of this white privilege stuff and all this other stuff, he said, you're basically creating an underclass again of where you have basically people who are, non-Caucasian in this country are only gaining their notoriety and their value through identifying as a victim. And he says, is that what we really want? And he says, you know, then you, of course, as a white person only gain, validity by identifying as a victimizer. And he says, you know, we've been there before. Is that what we really want again? Which I thought was a great point.
A great point. It was a great article, Joe. I appreciated it. Yeah.
Yeah, you're welcome. So this also brings up another point, which, let's face it, right now, you know, Trump is the undisputed leader of the Republican Party. And good thing he is, because he's leading it like nobody else has led it since Ronald Reagan.
That's right.
Well, he's on to something with this crime issue, and you kind of pointed out. If you follow the logic of the argument that is being made by the opposition, even right now in their little summer get-together, whatever they call it, if you follow the logic of what they're saying, what they're actually stating is, ethnically black or Hispanic neighborhoods should be filled with crime because that's just what we ought to expect of them. That's really what they're saying. And many people who, are living in these areas,
I hadn't heard it put that way, but you know what? There's such a deep core of racism in the leadership of the Democrat Party. Wow. Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't know. You're probably aware of this. Even in places like Chicago, the residents there are getting together, and they are publicly confronting their elected officials and saying, if you don't start caring about this, we can actually vote Republican. I mean, and I say that because
they got to prove it to wake these idiots up. They have to prove
you're right. They have to prove it. But I think there's a chance here for Trump. If he does what his instinct tells him to do, and he doesn't worry about the press and the Democrat Party, I think he could make an impression into a population of this country that hadn't voted Republican since, like, the Civil War, and do it in a big way that nobody ever thought possible if he goes ahead with some of these crime-fighting measures.
Well, Joe, I had heard this yesterday. Charlie Kirk said it. He said, actually, Donald Trump is not only the head of the Republican Party, he's running the Democrat Party because everything they do is in reaction to him. He's completely in charge of the Democrat Party's agenda.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. And you know, here's the thing, too. It has to be done. Now, I'd hope somebody, you know, who has his ear would whisper into his ear and make sure he knows this. You can't go about with a heavy-handed approach without acknowledging that in the past, law enforcement had been used to sustain and bring about racist policy. Okay, that is the fact, and I think, you know, people there
well,
needs to be an acknowledgement.
Joe, I know the what you're saying is a complete truism. However, we should be past that. Everybody who thinks about it, everybody who wants to be anything but willfully ignorant knows that police were used, and by the way, worldwide, law enforcement, the military, they were used everywhere for oppressive purposes. But it's no longer, and let's move on in that regard.
Well, yeah, and again, the people who live in these areas like Chicago, they want to see effective, even when necessary, police to deal with violent crime.
Yeah, they want to be safe. My gosh, what a revolutionary concept. I'm telling you, these Democrats are Looney Tunes, and I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know how they justify it, but they do it. Hey, my Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 11:02, so we're way past.
All right,
Joe,
Bob,
thank you for sending me the article, and thank you for highlighting it today. I appreciate it.
Yep, thank you, Bob.
All right, my man. Time for the news with Brian Hughes. We'll be back. Stacey Garrity will be our guest, state treasurer.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.